History is made at the Royal Rumble. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, February 1st, 2021. This update is sponsored by IndieWrestling.us, and let's get right into it. Last night's Royal Rumble gave us two history-making winners. 11 years to the day after he won his first Rumble, Edge won it again and became only the third man to win the Rumble from the number one spot. Edge is now the eighth man to win the Rumble multiple times. The 11-year gap between his victories is the second longest ever. Randy Orton was there at the beginning, entering number two, and he was there at the end, but he was absent for just about everything else. Orton and Edge opened the Rumble with a wild brawl that ended up sending Orton backstage for medical attention. He didn't return until the very end, only to be the final elimination that sealed Edge's victory. The Men's Rumble also saw some surprising returns. The biggest has to be Edge's former tag team partner Christian, who nearly lasted until the very end. Injuries forced Christian into retirement in 2014, although he did work a very brief, low-contact, unsanctioned match against Orton last June. Carlito was back, returning to WWE TV for the first time in over a decade. Kane was back, his 20th career Rumble appearance, by far the most ever in WWE history. Kane even eliminated two men, extending his record for career Rumble eliminations. Hurricane Helms made a surprise appearance. Seth Rollins was back. Damian Priest was the lone NXT talent in the Men's Rumble. Priest, Rollins, and Big E tied for the most eliminations with four apiece. AJ Styles' bodyguard Amos eliminated two men without even entering the match. In the Women's Rumble, Bianca Belair delivered a dramatic, emotional victory.
And right now I'm just living in the moment. I gotta go call my mom, I gotta go call my daddy, I gotta go celebrate with my husband, Tez. I'm living in the moment, and after tonight, I'm just gonna prepare for WrestleMania, and then I'll focus on who I'm gonna face.
That clip from WWE's social media. It may soon be time to crown Belair the queen of the Royal Rumble. Last night, she set the record for the longest time in a single women's Rumble at more than 56 minutes. She also shares the record for the most eliminations in a single Rumble. She and Shayna Baszler both eliminated eight women last year. The last woman eliminated by Belair last night was Rhea Ripley, who had seven eliminations, the most for any Rumble participant last night. Ripley was not the only surprise entrant. Naomi returned to WWE TV in the number two spot, and she lasted more than 47 minutes. Lana was also back. Some other notable returns, Victoria and Jillian Hall, both back in a WWE ring for the first time in over a decade. Mickey James, Tori Wilson, and Alicia Fox, who actually won the 24/7 championship from R-Truth during the Women's Rumble, only to lose it back to him moments later. The 24/7 title changed hands again later in the night as kickoff show panelist Peter Rosenberg surprised R-Truth. Universal champ Roman Reigns looked like a beaten man in his last man standing match against Kevin Owens. The two gave fans a look at just about every corner of the Thunderdome as they brawled all over the place. It looked like Reigns was done when Owens handcuffed him to a support beam, but Reigns knocked out the referee just before he could reach the count of 10, got some help from Paul Heyman in escaping, and choked out Owens moments later. WWE champ Drew McIntyre got through Goldberg in a trim 2.5 minutes to retain his title. Sasha Banks beat Carmella to hold on to the SmackDown Women's title. There was a title change on the kickoff show. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler dethroned Asuka and Charlotte Flair to take the women's tag team titles. The difference was some late interference by Ric Flair and Lacey Evans, who knocked out Charlotte with a foreign object. Before we head out, a quick mention that New Japan is running a Road to the New Beginning show this morning. It'll see the first appearance on the tour for the Gorillas of Destiny and Dangerous Techers. And that's Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, February 1st. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network.
Find out more at SorgatronMedia.com.